Pet Food Alpha!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. My name is Steak.
I'm Fusion X.
I'm Sammy Grace.
And today we've got for you a couple of news items. And we'll get into those and then we'll go into some other juicy bits. We are the podcast that brings you the biscuit. Gives you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy news, community, etc., etc. The first bit of news here, we have Square Enix announced the new quests for Blue Mages, Corsairs, and Puppet Masters.
Indeed.
Yay! Finally!
For all the people that got all these jobs up to, you know, like 75 a week after the expansion came out.
Yes, you can finally.
Because they don't have their AF.
You can finally go in there and get your stuff. And get your AF. So I'm not sure exactly how they're going to do that. Because I guess it would make sense for them to have all those quests over in the Ottergon areas. Mm-hmm. But that would be so hard. I don't know.
Yeah, they you know, for all the other artifacts, you know, you do the coffers or whatever. But you know, they said in the news article that the quests are continuations of the what the name of the quest for, you know, the one
to unlock for the job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be different. Yeah, because they can't put coffers in the new areas because it's pretty much high level areas. So it would be more difficult, at least that's what they said, which even when you're doing your coffers for any job, they're, you know, in higher level areas and
I bet they could tie it in pretty good using coffers in regular areas, because if you remember with the Blue Mage quest, the guy made you go all the way to Valkyrim and get Sun Sand, and it seemed to make sense, you know, as far as the quest was concerned.
Tied together.
So, you know, I guess, you know.
And also that you're not gonna to for limit breaks, it's gonna be different. They mentioned that also.
I'm curious to see, because they say they talk about the limit break quest, but I was wondering, you know, I'm like, you think the first thing I was thinking of was the fight for, I think that's to get 75, isn't it? When you gotta fight him.
To break 70. Yeah. The last limit break.
I reread this. A couple times, because I was thinking, oh, okay, you'll just have to fight somebody else, but it looks like you're going to have to do everything else will be different.
For each That's
everything
weird.
Right.
Yeah. It's weird that you don't have to fight Mott, though, you know what I mean, with the new jobs.
Yeah. That's because he's not trained in the jobs of the East.
So it's not he's not as elite as we thought he was.
No,
he's not. He's just a little punk.
He was cool.
He was, but not so much now.
I have to take down the posters I have of them hanging in my mock house.
That's just like borderline creepy right there, dude.
You're just jealous you don't have.
So, well, that's that. So, anybody who's got at level 60, I assume, you know, any of the new jobs, you can finally go and get your AF gear.
Yay!
And race toward the end game! And also, find your place in the end game. And also, when you figure out what it is, let us know.
But they say there the update has actually been pushed back.
Uh-oh.
Till the end of the month.
Oh.
It's like the guys over at Square Enix, like, hey, you know what, we should probably do AF. There's like, you know, half the population of the game have these new jobs to 75. We should probably do something.
I'm surprised they didn't have all this stuff in when Ottergon came out. It didn't make sense to me.
I mean, not having it out right when the game came out, that's understandable. You know, maybe get, you know, 5 weeks tops or whatever, but it's been a couple months.
Yeah. I think they should have done it sooner.
They should have done the update way sooner.
The guys over at Square Enix were like, hey, while we're doing this update, maybe we should get off our bus and put it in the AF.
You gotta figure those guys are probably pretty tired after putting all that Ottergon stuff together and making it work and getting it all in there.
Right. After the expansion pack came out, they're like, everybody on vacation, have fun.
Yeah, dude, everybody's taking a vacation.
GMs can be off too, you don't do anything either.
You don't do anything now.
I was just going to say, you don't do anything anyway.
Good deal. All right, well, that's that. the next little bit of news that we have is the Chocobo digging and gardening news that they gave us, where they explained a little bit more about what exactly we're going to be doing with Chocobo breeding.
I was reading it. It all seemed kind of bleh for the most part, but there is this paragraph under talks about raising a winner.
Raising a winner.
There's a line that says, "Our courageous Chocobo can carry its owner even to dangerous areas."
I read that too.
I wonder maybe if there's going to be some areas that you can Chocobo in, or if they're going to open it up only for certain types of Chocobo. So.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Chocobo, see, you know, we talked about before, you talked about in the last episode, we had mentioned when we talked about that, you had said, I know, you wouldn't be able to, in the old Final Fantasies where, you know, certain Chocobos could go over mountains or go through water or something like that.
Right.
That would be taking it, you know, and making it work in here.
Yeah.
Where you'd be able to take it into, like, dungeons or, you know, areas that your Chocobo would normally refuse to enter.
Like, you could take your Chocobo into, like, Zarkabard via, like, the Bodotan Glacier or whatever.
It's almost like Chocobo, like Castle Astroja or something.
Bodotan. Whatever. Thanks. So that's pretty cool. I've always wanted to take my Chocobo into, like, dangerous areas.
It would be nice to be able to take it into the Temple of Ugly, don't you think?
Oh, God. That'd be amazing. And you know what?
No, I don't know about dungeons.
This also could open up fighting on your Chocobo, too, maybe.
See, now that would be cool. Like, I think Samurai should be given that opportunity.
Why, you know, why Samurai?
Dude, because Samurai, you know, you think Samurai can fight on horseback, you know, or Dragoon maybe, I don't know, maybe not.
Well, if you look at the different types of Chocobo or whatever, the black one, the armor or whatever, they talk about Lance combat on those.
Yeah.
Dragoon uses a pull-on.
See, but you got your Wyvern already, and
everyone doubts Dragoon, but we'll be running around on Chocobos, killing people.
The Wyverns are, like, slow already, and if you got on Chocobo, you just, like, leave it in the dust.
See, what happens is the Wyvern merges with the Chocobo?
To make a Chocobo Wyvern
thing. Nice putting together there. Choco Wyvern.
Choco Wyvern.
Wyvern Oboe, I don't know. That was bad. I'll admit
that
it.
That was pretty bad. I'll give you a hand there. That was pretty bad.
Nice.
Great. Great. Well, they didn't really give us that much new news about Chocobo racing.
Yeah.
But they did say that they might be putting in special abilities for Chocobos that give your Chocobo different digging abilities.
Right.
Like making it so that some of the abilities will enhance the profitability of Chocobo digging.
Which I think is what we kind of talked a little bit about when the Chocobo thing came out.
Right.
Because we talked, you know, you can't do the, you know, run over mountains and water thing or whatever. So it's got to be something with, you know, the things that are already there.
I know that they're thinking about upping the number of different items that you can get from Chocobo digging.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. It's not as random, and there's more stuff that you can get.
Yeah.
And depending on the Chocobo that you're riding or the Chocobo that you bred, you can, you know, get better stuff or more stuff.
So that'll be
interesting.
So, like, you can dig up a gold ingot or something.
I've actually never done that, digging on the Chocobo.
Really? I never really had that much luck with it.
It never really appealed to me.
I did it once, and, like, I found an ash log, and I was like, hooray, I found an ash log.
I don't think I've ever dug up my Chocobo.
Tonight.
I don't have enough, like, inventory space to, like,
right.
Just hold random amounts of greens.
Exactly.
So, like, I don't know, if that's never really been, I don't know, though, if they bring out something really cool to dig for, maybe I'll make some space.
Right.
Who knows?
Maybe that's how you get the AF for the new jobs. You gotta go digging.
No.
Maybe you'll randomly find an artifact.
You found your artifact helmets.
Dang, that sucks.
I can see a party of people on chocobos digging. What are you doing? We're helping this guy with his AF.
We're helping with AF.
Anybody get got a metal detector? Get on a chocobo and
help already.
Right.
The metal detector.
It's a synth recipe they haven't added yet, but it's coming. Metal detector.
You have synthesized a metal detector. Well, anyways, the only other really important thing that they said was that they're changing gardening so that you can make your own chocobo feed in your mock house. Like if you have a pot and, you know.
Nice.
So people they'll have
seeds. They guess they'll have seeds that you can buy from the auction house or whatever.
So maybe there's going to be obviously like different things you could feed your chocobo to do different abilities or whatever.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
That's what it says something about.
Okay. Cool.
Things you can feed the chocobo.
Probably depends on
how. Like Sandorian carrots and whatnot.
Yeah, dude. It's good stuff.
Cool.
And I think the ability to, like, you know, mate different chocobos is pretty cool, too.
Right. I'm still curious, if you do mate your chocobo with a friend's, I'm still kind of curious about what happens to the baby chocobo. Like, who does it go to? Do you, like,
Ian, how do you know if your chocobo is male or female?
Well, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah, we're not, that's a different podcast right there. I don't know.
It's a whole episode itself.
That's true.
Discovery of chocobo breeding.
Chocobo breeding.
Rook chaos.
A daddy chocobo and a mommy chocobo.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, the birds and the bees of Vanity Hill.
So we gotta get together and figure out what happens when two chocobos get together and do the nasty. And then we'll figure out who gets the baby or the egg or whatever.
All right, Sammy, let's do it.
Word up.
We'll figure it out.
Oh gosh,
we'll make a rainbow chocobo.
Okay, this is a PG-13.
I didn't say anything. Okay. I just said rainbow chocobo. What's wrong with that?
A rainbow chocobo. Okay, I'm not gonna go there. But anyways, that's the second bit of news, and that's all that they've really given us. They did put a picture of a black chocobo, which is really cool. On the chocobos.
I thought that was kind of funny, because all the other pictures you see of chocobos that are in-game, it's just like the regular chocobo.
It looks like the regular chocobo. But it's still cool, though. It's standing like in Sandoria, like over near where the chocobos are.
The black chocobo is the only new chocobo we've seen, like, in-game footage of.
But they said, didn't they say they were going to have three colors, though?
I thought four.
There's black, red, blue, and green.
Right.
Okay.
Because, like, in that little chocobo thing, like, they show pictures of, like for the ones that are actually, like, in-game, like, there's, like, okay, most of them are illustrations, but I know in, like, past news articles, they'll have, like, a, you know, someone riding a chocobo or whatever, but it's just a regular chocobo. It's not one of the new types.
Yeah.
But the black chocobo on this new post is the first time we've actually seen
a picture of a new chocobo, right. And it's really cool, so. Should go check it out. So
that's true.
I want a green chocobo. Would be so, or a red one.
Or a blue one.
I want a blue one.
I just want a
red one.
That's
also interesting. Can you only own one chocobo, or can you own more than one?
You're gonna have to be able to own at least two if you breed it with another one.
And like, how does that work? Do they hook you up with like? Stables, or do you have to buy stables?
Maybe what it is the chocobo owners get together like, hey dude, I need some gil. Let's get we'll lock our chocobos in the stable for an hour, and we'll sell the egg for a lot of money.
No, those eggs won't be sellable. Like, dude, can my chocobo do your chocobo? I want to get an egg.
Oh, it's gonna be weird. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Well, me and Sammy can play with that a little bit. we'll lock our chocobos at home and we'll go out and kill some stuff. We'll come back.
We'll set up a romantic evening for them.
candlelit dinner.
Oh man. Oh. Okay, this is going on down a bad road. It's going down a bad road.
Let's just move on.
Right on.
Good idea.
Moving right along. Okay, so Okay, the next thing we have on our agenda is we're going to talk a little bit about tips on making a good party.
This comes from Vault from the View the Gamer forums. We're taking some stuff out of the thread that you guys have made about stuff to talk about on the show. So we're actually going to talk about it. Might come as a surprise to some of you.
Thank you, Vault. You're the man.
That was something that we should do. So, Vault wants to know tips on making a good party, and what are good jobs, and what are bad jobs?
There are no bad jobs,
especially Dragoon. Dragoon's an amazing job.
Dude, you're like all freaking all over that.
It's all about
that.
The Dragoon.
You were waiting to plug that.
And who is talking Dragoon. About Paladin
you're
for like...
DRG for life!
Who was talking about Paladin for like 15 minutes in the last episode? Come on.
Sammy.
And you. Was it just me?
I chimed in a couple times. But I like Paladin. Paladin's awesome. But you're like, dude, dragon or nothing.
I guess. So yeah, good party. White mage.
Definitely. You know what? Yeah, you just need a healer, a tank, and some DD.
Really? Some
you mean,
yeah.
A bard or a red mage, you know, obviously is great because you can refresh, you
can curse. You gotta think about the level, though, too.
Yeah.
See, in, like, the dunes, and maybe a little bit of rhythm, you can get away with, like, a warrior tank. But once, you know, ninjas hit 12, you want to get those guys. I don't know, when... Is Paladin a good tank right off the bat? Sam,
oh, yeah.
Actually
yeah, it is.
Pretty good in the dunes.
It's, I mean, you're able to hold heat better, I think, than any other job in the dunes at low levels, but it's still, you know, at low levels, it's very hard to, I think, to keep a balanced party. Right. You know, you're going to get hit or miss. I don't know. Yeah, warrior monk was, you know, is a big thing in the dunes
for
tanking.
Monk.
Yeah, that's what everybody starts out as, you know.
But like, you can't top the paladin's defense and vitality though.
Very true.
No matter
true.
What you do, I had a warrior. I don't remember what he was. He was a warrior ninja, maybe I think, and he wanted to tank. I'm like, no, I'm a paladin.
At what level?
I'm totally tanking. It was in the
dunes.
Oh,
yeah.
It was in the
dunes. Yeah, you can't, definitely. If you're going to have a paladin, you don't want anybody else tanking. Mm-hmm. Paladin is a tank.
So, but, like, he was like, dude, what's your defense? I bet you my defense owns yours. And, like, it was, like, way above him. He's like, oh, okay, well, I guess you can tank.
I'm going to whine and walk off to the corner. By the
that was a long, long time ago, though.
I think it just depends. I mean... It depends on what you're starting out with. You want a tank. I mean, if, I think warrior ninja and in like the 30s, you have two of them in a party, are great.
Yeah.
You know, even the 20s, once they get on, it's a semi. You know, two of them, you just link tank and, you know, switch
semi
between
is the
two.
Lazy
yeah.
Man's
yeah.
Tank.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I don't want to get hit. Monks are underrated, too.
At higher levels, you know, it's kind of nice. 70 plus, you get a little bit more of, get to choose more of what you want because you have the ability then to do, like, red mage bard, like a burn party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you do red mage bard and do, like, you know, four samurais or, you know,
that's
I've done TP burn parties. I've heard of paladin burn parties. I've never done one, but,
I don't see how that could work.
everybody just basically, if you have paladin ninjas, it's at like 74 or 75 for merits.
Okay.
You do like sub ninjas and just like have a red mage and a bard and, do the same thing as you would do for a TP party. You know, where everybody just, you keep your shadows up so you're not getting hit much. You have the bard pulling, and the red mage is there to refresh and, to heal.
I bet you those
know,
take forever, because paladins don't really do as much damage as other jobs.
Paladin ninja actually is not bad.
Really?
If you wear a DD here, yeah, I like paladin ninja.
I've done paladin ninja to, like, solo, like, the ninja quest leeches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just so that I wouldn't get my butt kicked or whatever. But, like, outside of that, it's just, like, at lower levels, it's just not socially acceptable to sub anything
no.
except.
Oh no, 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 not absolutely not.
So, but that's cool that you that it kind of opens up to where you can you can sub different things and try different things. And
well, if they would give us a voc ability, it would be fantastic. But anyway, we're not going to talk about Paladin perfect. For another 20 minutes.
Yes. We're not going to talk about Dragoon either.
No. So yeah, basically for a good party setup, you want to make sure you have a healer and a tank and DD. That's just the basic rules of it.
It also depends
on
what you're fighting. If you know you know you're planning on fighting like crabs or something, maybe think about a black mage.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or actually red mage for dispel.
Or yeah.
You know, absolutely.
At the later levels, too, you want something that has refresh bard or red mage.
Oh, those are so critical at
always,
later
always,
levels.
If there's a bard looking for party, always get the bard.
Bards are really great.
Bards are great. Bards don't like to party with paladins a lot, though.
Yeah.
It's hard to separate the songs.
Well, also, blue mages are a pain. I was leveling my bard the other day, actually, and we were leveling at the Banishing Gate in the Citadel. Okay. So there was like no room to move or else we would have gotten aggroed by stuff. So like I was just like, I'd cast like refresh on the mages or whatever and everyone else would get it, and I'd just cast like haste or something on everybody else to like deal with it. I'd try backing up once so I could give the DD something else. I got aggro and be like, oh,
it's a bummer, man.
Yeah, that does.
Good. So yeah, it really kind of depends on what you're planning on doing, I guess. Like what you're planning on fighting. And the game is pretty flexible. If you don't have something, you can make up for it by getting something else.
Definitely.
You know, if you don't have a warrior, you can get a monk. That's one of the things I wanted to say about that, was monks are very underrated, especially in the first levels, because they're like, oh man, all there is a monk. Alright. You know what I mean? Let's get the monk. I've had people that just, like, I've never really had that much experience with monk personally, but the people that I know just, like, have a hard time with monk in the first level. But later on, they get to just be, like, just damage dealing beasts.
Yeah.
Monks are great. Monks are great damage. That some other monk parties, you know, at higher levels are fantastic. Heard people getting like over chain like 150 and up, you know, in monk parties. So those can be really fun too.
Get a monk party with like haste on everybody.
Yeah, pretty much. Because you have a red mage and a bard, and you're getting haste and the bard's pulling. It's just those kind of parties are fun. Those are the ones that are a really good time because they move fast. And,
I had a party with two monks. One was a Taru, actually. It's a Blugar wearing Taru.
Taru.
It was
monks
in like
so
the 50-somethings. It was in the 50-somethings. I don't know where. They were kicking so much butt. Oh my gosh, they were just like owning these crabs. It was great. And
monk is one of the only jobs that I really have a hard time keeping hate off of.
Really?
Oh yeah.
As a paladin?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
Monk pulls a lot of hate because they do damage and they do it fast. Their damage over time is insane.
See, I don't know if I've had that much, like, of a problem with monk taking hate from me. I've had problems with Ranger and Dark Knight taking hate from me, but this is, like, 40s and 50s.
You know what people have to learn, too, is, in my opinion, I hate when you're in a party with people and they specifically try to pull hate off of you. Yeah. People need to learn that when you first start a fight, the paladin and your tank has to gain hate. They have to be able to use their abilities and do things. So when you weapon skill or you do something, an ability right off the bat that's going to pull hate, that screws up the whole fight.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and I know some people do it because they think it's cool because they're pulling heat off it, haha, try to get it back, right? But if you're, once you get to end game, you can't be doing that shit.
That's true.
I mean, you can't. Your whole party's gonna wipe. Sure. You have to let the tank be a tank. Uh-huh. So, I hate when people do that. It drives me nuts.
I know. They want to just prove themselves. I can take hate off of a paladin. Look at me. And then they get their butt kicked and they die and they're like, why didn't you keep hate?
Exactly. Well, you know, if you wouldn't have used last resort before I even provoked it, yeah. Maybe it would have been okay. Anyway.
Nice. So, well, that's that.
Cool. Next, we have a thing in the forums from Coben, looks like. That's how we pronounce it.
I think Coben. So.
Okay, cool. He wants to hear about some of our firsts in the game. A couple suggestions he gives is first NM kill, first noob comment, etc. I'll go first.
Go for it. Let's hear it, brother.
NM I killed? I don't remember.
It was probably one in Diboy.
Me and Sammy camped that, was it the Poison Hand?
Yeah, for the Jujutsu D. Yeah,
we camped that thing like 5 times and never even saw the stupid thing.
I saw it a couple times when you weren't there though.
The me first and Raz. The first NM I probably killed probably was probably like a quest or something.
Oh, man.
But while we would go to Deadboy for him, we used to kill the other ones, too, because there's a bunch in there that are really easy to kill. The one that's right. Like the lottery pop from the lizards for that axe and stuff.
Yeah.
I think those were probably the first items I killed. I don't remember much. Anyway, sorry. What about you, Stake?
My first NM, I've been playing this game for so dang long that, like, it was probably just an NM and I didn't even know it was an NM.
He has a funny name, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah. The first mob, you know what? I think it was, okay, there's a notorious monster in Tarangi Canyon and it's the Dommel.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but, we were in a party in Tarangi Canyon because back then it was like, that was cool. But, we were at a party and we started fighting this thing, and we realized that it was kicking our butts and we didn't know why, and it had a different name.
Nice.
And I think that was my first, but like the first mob I actually camped for was Spiny Spippy in Saruta Baruta for the Mist Silk Cape.
Okay.
So
I think the first item that I camped was the Jujutsugi one.
That was probably the first one I camped. It wasn't successful. I think the only one that I've actually, there was the one, remember the one in Bayadok Sammy that dropped Zia, the Valkyrie mask?
Oh, God.
We sat there for like 3 hours just killing the placeholders waiting for it to come. And then right as we're like, alright, let's just log. It pops, and this person that showed up 5 minutes before gets it.
That sucks.
But got the mask. No, they didn't get the mask.
Other than that, I think the only NM that I've actually camped and killed is the, I don't remember the name, but it's a bird, and I think it's Saruta that drops the pilgrim.
Yeah, it's the Nyungian.
Something like that.
But, like, that's a cool mob because, like, no one camps it, and you get
a great item. Yeah.
You get a cool little wand, and it's a 100% drop.
Yeah.
That's good times. Good times.
Alright, so the first noob comment.
I think what that means is kinda like your first like noob or question. Like share a noob experience of like something that you've done that.
I got
noob.
A good one. it was like my first day playing the game. I went out in the Gustberg because I started in that stop. So I killed some things. I'm like, oh shoot, you know, I need to get some HP. So I go back into town looking for the shop. I'm like, 1,000 gil for a potion. Oh shoot, like there's got to be some other way to heal. And this other guy's like walking around with a little health. Dude, how do you heal? He's like, I don't know. Let's go find out. So we're walking around. Eventually, we find this guy. It's like, how do you heal? He's like, you press like R3 or whatever it is on the PlayStation controller, and I was like, oh. So I hit the button, I go down, I start yelling, I'm like, I feel dumb.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's I knew how to yell either first. I don't remember.
That's a good one, dude. All right, what about you, Sammy Grace?
Well, when I started, I started out as White Mage, because I was sure I liked the mage jobs in the other Final Fantasies.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm going to be a White Mage, which, as you know right now, I hate White Mage.
Yes.
And I almost quit, because it was impossible to kill anything. Mm-hmm. And then I saw somebody with that mentor thing, and I was like, how do I do this?
Wow.
And she was like, you know what? She's like, you're better off starting as warrior. Go change your job to warrior. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how do you change your job?
Nice. Dude, that's great.
And then probably that, and I thought, you know, I didn't know. I remember my first friend on here, he, once I got to level 10, he brought me through to the dunes. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. Because I actually started off in Bastok too, and I ended up changing to Sandy later. But I was like, wow, like I thought, like, you know, Gustaberg and everything was like, it's, and I was like, this is kind of lame. Like, this kind of sucks.
I met a friend, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm in the dunes, so I'm like, what's it like?
Yeah.
And they got out there, I'm like, it's a desert. What is this? Is it?
And I remember he brought me through the dunes, and he was like, he's like, we gotta get through, we're going through the dunes. He was bringing me, I think, to Sandy, or to get my telecrystals or something like that. And he's like, we gotta get out of the dunes before it gets really sunny out because it'll blind you. And I totally believed him. Like,
oh man.
What are you talking about? He's like, the sun shines on the sand. He's like, and it gets really, really bright and you can't see anything. And I was like,
nice.
And if yeah. There's fire weather, you'll dehydrate and die.
You'll die. You're like, huh?
Totally dying.
Man, I'm right behind you.
Get out of here.
He still makes fun of me for that, and I totally believe him.
I'm totally gonna make fun of you for that now, too.
And I thought he was like, I thought he was so cool because he was like level 25.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Dude, you know what's sad is I remember this game before there was a such thing as the mentor thing.
Wow.
That is sad.
Yeah, that is kind of. But anyways,
don't
so what's your new story,
dude? Okay, I might have said this before, and I think people might have heard this before. But okay, when I first started my character, okay, I started out playing on a laptop. Okay, and as you know, the laptops don't have the little calculator keypad on the side. Okay, so I didn't have a calculator keypad. So when I logged on the first time, I didn't know how to move my character. So my character's just standing there, and I'm yelling. Okay, and this was the first day. This was the first day of the North American release. Okay, so there's nobody on that speaks English, and I'm shouting. I'm asking. Well, I wasn't shouting. I was probably just saying because I was too noob. So I was like, how do I move my character? Somebody help me! I stood there for like a half hour, not knowing how to move my character until a dude told me. Just take your mouse and just drag your character. I was like, oh, sweet! I can move! Awesome! Because someone else had told me, okay, all you gotta do is hit the arrow keys on the keypad on the right-hand side of your keyboard, and I'm like, well, I'm on a laptop, so.
I think that's worse than mine.
That doesn't work, so. So, there was that, and then also, like, I didn't know what the auction house was, which is kind of weird. Like, I saw people hanging out over there. I'm like, huh, what are all these people hanging out over here for? Like, I never realized it was an auction house because I thought you just bought your stuff from, like, the NPCs and stuff.
It's cheaper.
I'm like, what are these people all standing around here for? That's kind of weird. And then I found out, and I felt so stupid.
I was like, yeah, that is kind of a cool pattern on the
wall. That was very, very long time ago. That was October. That was October 28th, 2003.
Wow, you're old.
Jeez,
you're old.
Square Enix should be paying me by now, dude.
You know what's sad about that? I have to say it. You still don't have a job to 75.
Damn it. Why must you torture me like this? You have to be so cold. I don't
that
get it. It's
so easy.
Oh, okay.
I'm level 60, okay? And, okay, this is something jobs. I don't think anybody else knows. Okay, the first time I actually talked to Sammy, she gets on and we're talking and stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I'm level 60, you know, and she's saying, yeah, I'm level 75. And she's like, did you know that if you look at it, experience points-wise, level 60 is only halfway through the game? Ha-ha! You suck! So now, how elite do you feel now, son? And I'm like, you bastard. Damn it. So thanks to Sammy Grace, I now realize that I'm only halfway through this game. So give me another couple of years, Square Enix. Maybe I'll figure out a way to get to level 75.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Gosh. So
nice.
That's pretty funny.
Moving on.
Stone Bomber
has a question for Sammy.
Okay.
He would like Sammy to talk about Dynamis and Lindis if she's done it. He would also like Sammy to talk about H&M's.
Dynamis. Is you get it after you can get Dynamis after you get level 65. You basically just get a cutscene for it in Zarkabard. You zone in and you get a cutscene for it. And you're able to enter the Dynamises, which you have to get a Timeless Hourglass 2 or something like that. I can't remember what they're called now. Which you buy from an NPC in each of the cities. And you can bring up to 64 people into a Dynamis. But basically all it is a certain area of the city. So like in Bastok, you're in Bastok Mines. And there's, if you go by the Mog House in Bastok Mines, there'll be, trail marks. And you're gonna trade when you get an hourglass, you're gonna trade that, because everybody gets an hourglass, and they trade it to the trail markings, and you enter Dynamis, and it's that area of the city. So you're in, if you just, like, kind of warp out into the Dynamis, and, with mobs. And each city has their corresponding mobs, like in Juno, it's goblins. In Sandy, it's orcs. In Bastok, it's Quadovs, and in Windhurst, it's Yagudos. And those are all the mob types, you know, in there, and they're pretty much all, you know, NM status. They're pretty hard. And there's a lot of them, and there's bosses, and there's specific NMs that you have to kill in order to get to the mega boss, in order to clear the Dynamis.
Wow.
The mega boss. Yeah, so basically, when you go in, you're gonna have, your mage party, you're gonna have your mage alliance, your DD alliance, your pulling alliance, you know, whatever. I've gone in with, a little bit over 2 alliances a few times. I've done it with the last 2. Also, Relic gear drops there. So there's one piece for each job. Not necessarily not every piece drops from every city, but certain pieces drop for each job in, you know, specific cities. You have to clear Juno, Sandy, Windhurst, and Bastok in order to gain access to the Northlands, which is the Zarkabar, the Bostine, the other ones. You can get those, and things drop there, and yeah, they're fun. Dynamises are fun, but there's a reason they call it Dynamis. You die a lot.
Dynamis.
Everybody should always have Riri's Gorgets or Hairpins on them when you go to Dynamis, because you do. You die a lot. Lose a lot of experience when you do that.
Now, a couple of questions I have. Are the hourglass expensive?
Yeah, somewhere around 1 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So they're kind of pricey, yeah.
Quite a
but you know, you
change.
Get it. You get it back though, because you also get Dynamis money, Dynamis currency.
Nice.
And the Dynamis currency is what is used to upgrade relic weapons, right. And relic like the relic shield and the relic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And those sell for pretty good. I mean, you get a lot of them. Each mob drops anywhere between like 1 and 5 pieces of currency.
Wow.
You might get, you know, just the white shells or whatever, which are more like coins, I would say, and then you can get bind bills. I've seen a few hundred bind bills drop. Those go for a pretty penny.
Nice.
They're pretty expensive, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This is all very interesting. That's good stuff.
But Dynamis is fun. Dynamis is a fun time. It takes a lot of strategy, and I think, like, the reason that people will die a lot is when you don't listen, and you don't follow directions. You gotta stick together as a group, you can't, you know, go out running off. Basically, you're pulling one mob at a time, and you're fighting it.
So basically, having somebody pull.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun doing dynamics.
I'm looking forward to that.
Five more levels.
I have to clear, I've cleared Judo and Sandy, that's it. I haven't cleared Bastogger with you yet, so I don't have access to the Northlands.
Interesting.
Now, is there anything special about the Northland ones that are, like, different from the,
Well, I've heard certain things. I can't say from experience, obviously, but, I know, I think it's Zarkabird. I was told you can only go in with one alliance. And you go in without subjobs, and you have to find a spot. There's like a question mark or something like that you have to find to get your subjobs back.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, when you first go in, you don't have subjobs.
Wow, that's really...
Awesome things that dropped from the Northlands. You know, they added those later. Those Dynamises weren't there originally. Those were the later ones, and they added... Certain weapons, special things, better things drop from those Dynamises, and they're a lot harder. Which I can't even imagine, because Dynamis is hard as it is. it's difficult, they are. But they're fun. And the other thing about Dynamises is when you go in, basically there's no mobs originally, they all pop from statues.
Yeah.
And the statues have different color eyes and like, some are MP giving, like if you kill the statue, it's gonna recover everybody who's in a certain radius, all of their MP back. Some will give you your 2 hour back, but from these statues spawn the actual mobs. So you usually have black mages, with the pullers up in the front who are gonna pull the statues one at a time and nuke them down. You have a tank up there pulling the statues off the black mages, but usually the statues die really fast, like a couple nukes and they're dead.
Right.
But they spawn the mobs. So you have somebody sleeping all the mobs that it spawns, because it can spawn anywhere from like 2 to like 10 mobs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you have them sleeping them, and then you pull them one at a time, and it's kind of crazy. It's fun, though.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Limbus? Have you done anything with Limbus at all?
No, because I don't have C yet.
Okay.
I'm working on it. River and Site be alive.
Okay.
Doing it tomorrow.
I'm still on AO1.
AO1, yeah.
Stupid.
I'll talk to you after the show, Snake. I got some advice for you.
Yeah, Andrew,
that's
Andrew's got
freaking
some.
Annoying. Ah! Dude, okay. River and Site AO1. Okay, you go in like... It's like this gauntlet of, like, mobs and dragons and all kinds of stuff. And you just have to, it's just like, 5 zones that you have to get through, and the last zone is like, it's really hard to get by because, like, there are, like, the birds that'll, like, aggro you and kill you if they see you. And then when you finally get there, the mobs that you have to fight to win the mission, they're, like, impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, these things, we tried, like,
lots
5
of yellow
times.
Liquid. Lots of yellow liquid. It's hard. It's hard. It took me a good 20 times.
That's one of the hardest missions I've ever done. Is the Irene one.
That and the, which one was the Temple of Ugalepic, the Xylart mission.
I haven't done that.
Still haven't done that. I tried to do
it. I'm not ranked 6 yet.
I tried to do it once, but it didn't work so well.
Yeah, it's a fun fight, actually. I like that one.
Talk about that. It was bad.
Those are fun.
Okay, well, what about H&M's? Have you done...
Well, yeah, there's a lot of them. I guess we could talk about the kings. There's okay. There's like the 3 main kings. There's the King Behemoth, who's in Behemoth's Dominion.
Okay.
There's Fafnir. They all of the kings. Wait. Okay. Let me start. Fafnir, his HQ version is Nidhogg. Behemoth, his HQ version is King Behemoth. And then there's Adaman Toys, who's a HQ version is, oh my god, Aspid.
Okay.
And there, that one is in Valley of Sorrows. Fafnir is in Dragon's Eyrie.
Okay.
And, those are the pretty much the big main 3 camps. They're very hard to beat. There's,
now, what makes an H&M different from any other NM?
I would say the H&Ms, I think, are the ones that pop only once every 24 hours. They have a 21 to 23 hour window. So you take the time of death and you subtract 3 hours from it, and it can pop anywhere between those 3. The 3 kings all have, basically how they work is from their time of death, you go every half hour, there is a chance for it to pop within, 2 minutes. So, you're basically standing around for 3 hours, and from the time of death, say the time of death is at midnight, okay, the day before, so you're gonna go out at 9 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, the window opens for 2 minutes. If it doesn't pop then, the next one is at 9:30 for 2 minutes. Next one's at 10 o'clock for 2 minutes.
Wow.
And, yeah, you're gonna wait and see if it pops. Yeah, they're fun. You know, you usually get a lot of shouting back and forth at H&M camps from different link shells. And,
right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's hard to claim.
Hard to claim.
Oh, very.
Really, really extremely hard to fight.
Yeah, well, so, like, Behemoth is probably the easiest of the kings to fight.
Really?
Yeah. Fafnir is the hardest. Actually, maybe Adaman is the easiest. He's pretty easy, too. Fafnir is definitely hard, and Fafnir is terrible camp because the area where he camps at, where he pops at, is just like this big lake that once you drop into it, like, you have nowhere to go, basically. So when he pops, he does an AoE attack that it's Spike Flail, and he gets everybody. I've actually died camping him, like watching somebody else fighting him.
That
from
sounds...
Spike Flail. Yeah. He's pretty hard. The HQ versions pop like once, have a chance to pop like once every 72 hours.
Okay.
So.
That's
in
the same location and everything.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's the same thing. Okay. It's just whether the regular, the NQ is going to pop or the HQ is going to pop.
Huh.
And they drop different things when it's the HQ.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's some really good drops, you know, make a lot of money off of stuff like that, which is why it's very heavily camped. Yeah. And there's other H&Ms. There's There's Orc Warlord in Monastic Cavern. There's... No, that's not the one. There's a different one. This one's big, and he's... Yeah, we fought the Warlord once, but this one's the... Okay. Like, the king. Okay. The other one is the Yugudo. Yeah, the Yugudo High Priest. He's the one that, when you do LB3, and you have to go down to get your the question marks for the seal.
Yeah, he's down... That's him.
He's down there. Yeah, that's him. I fought him once. I've fought him once. He was pretty tough. I tanked him. He was fun, though. It was a fun fight. There's also Lord of Unzozo is an H&M. That's a fun one, too. He's a big octopus thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he drops the Kraken Club, which everybody knows what that is.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. There's lots of them. They're fun. It's just that you've got to be prepared. You're basically standing around for, 3 hours waiting for something to pop. King Arthro is another one. He's the crab that pops in Jugner.
When
you go through KRT to get to Jugner.
He drops the cloth that you use.
He drops Damascene cloth.
Yeah.
And he also drops the Swift Belt. Or not Swift Belt, the Speed Belt. Yeah.
Yep. Is Argus one of them?
Yeah, Argus is one. There's,
the Leech
Rock.
King.
There's Rock. He's the, yeah. Basically every species, every, mob has an H&M version of it somewhere in the game.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You're so full of knowledge.
Oh. Don't flatter me, please. It doesn't work.
Well, we were just saying that we weren't.
I'm just kidding. Huh?
We were just saying that we weren't actually trying to compliment you or anything. Like,
yeah, no, I wouldn't compliment you.
I wouldn't want to encourage you.
Shaw.
I know, my head's big enough.
Anyways. Alright, cool. Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We appreciate your vast knowledge of high level
knowledge.
Content. Knowledge. Thing.
You know what's funny is that, I'm pretty new to the high level stuff, so if you get somebody else in here who can, top me, that would be fun too. Maybe I can learn something else.
Maybe they'll tell you if you really look at it, you're only halfway through the freaking game.
No, that's you.
Jeez. I thought I was all Uber, and then
I got 260 jobs, so I guess technically I've completed the game then.
Fuse.
You couldn't let me hold just for a minute there.
No, it doesn't work. 75, jeez. Come on, Cardi.
Gosh, man.
It's terrible when your closest friends on the game don't have, can't do things that you like to do. Right. Hint, hint.
Hey, it's not my fault people hate Dragoon. I won't get started on this again.
Dragoon. Nobody hates Dragoon, dude. Nobody hates Dragoon. But the people that are Dragoon swear by Dragoon.
Yes, they do. It's awesome. Yes.
I think I got my Dragoon to life. No.
Uh-oh. Mine's level one.
I think I got mine through the dunes, maybe.
Summoner.
My summoner's level 10.
Mine's level 1.
Ooh, Dark Knight is actually the only job that I have not touched in this game. Everything else I've leveled to the dunes.
I've touched all my jobs, actually. I've actually leveled in a summoner a little bit this week. I don't know why. I was thinking because I have to level White Mage for Bard eventually. And if I level White Mage, I'm going to have to level my Summoner, because that's the sub I use for White Mage.
Interesting.
So, I don't know. I got bored one day. I felt like killing stuff with Ifrit or something, so. It's never happened since people use Summoners as main heal at low levels, so.
Yeah,
that's right.
At low levels. Up until, 70, people are still using Summoner for main heal.
We are going to exploit you.
It's because they have a ton of MP.
It's true.
Yeah.
I have more MP on my level 18 summoner than I do on my our friend Pez has a Bard White Mage at level 75.
Yeah.
Good deal. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bard White Mage at 75 has about 163 MP. But that's okay.
Sucks. But Paladins have auto refresh, so whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. So, anyways. Alright, well. I said this last time, but I'm gonna say it again. We want you to come over to the Kujata server and, hang out with us. We're not just a bunch of people that have a podcast going, but we have a community. We want everybody to be a part of it. So whatever it takes, we'll hook you up with a link show, we will hook you up with a link
show. A world pass.
We'll hook you up with a world pass. And then we'll hook you up with a link shell. The link shell's fat chocobo. We need you. We want you to come on to Kujata. Hang out with us. And, we'll get you a link pearl for fat chocobo. And you can register yourself with the link shell community beta. And, it's good time. Yes, so check us out.
Also, real quick before we end this, your last, episode. I asked for our viewers to go ahead and send in the results from the siege on their servers. There's actually a website that has them listed.
Oh, sweet.
We'll put it in the little show notes in the forums. But so I guess we don't really need you guys to send it anymore.
Yeah, we can tell. We can see it. And we'll post it so you can check it out.
We'll put the link up there for you guys.
Yeah. That's cool. Also, email. Our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. You can email us, ask us questions, tell us how much we suck, or whatever, and we'll make fun of you on the show, or whatever. petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Hit us up. Also, you can use that to ask for World Pass, and I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up there too. So. Okay, dokey.
Mhm.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you to BeTheGamer.com once again, as always. And that's it. That's all the time we've got.
See you next week.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
See you later.